I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Stress management strategies can help you adapt to the ups and downs of life and also help promote resilience. Tanelle Jones is here to talk about healthy ways to cope with stress. Ms. Jones is a licensed marriage and family therapist and licensed addiction counselor, and she works as a clinician in the MUSC Resilience Program. Tanelle, what are the basics of a good stress management plan?
Yes, the basis of a good stress management plan is to first separate out the different things that are causing you stress response. So know specifically what the stressor is and how it's challenging you. Then the second part of the stress management plan is to actually engage your body, because when we are experiencing stress, the first thing that is under attack is our physical body. So learning how to give yourself oxygen, become present, and relax your muscles. So I love to teach people the 4-7-8 breathing method, which is inhaling for 4, slowly through your nose, holding that for 7, and then slowly exhaling for 8, as if you're blowing out a candle. And if you do that when you're feeling really stressed out about 5 to 10 times, and maybe then also just doing it when you're not stressed out, you'll notice a difference in how you're engaging with that stressor.
And in addition to those techniques, what about the value of daily exercise to help with that tension that we feel?
Exercise is really beneficial because the more you move your body, it helps you reduce your stress response. It can also help you realize your value of being healthy. You just want to do things that's going to get your heart rate up for about 15 to 20 minutes a day, and you will notice a difference in how you feel. And I would definitely say go outside as much as you can, get sunlight, connect to nature. Some people really benefit by going on walking meditations.
And what about the importance of connecting, staying in touch with friends and family and important people in our lives during times of high stress?
Yes. Something that is not often discussed, but is highly important when it comes to stress management, is connection and really building those healthy relationships with the people in your lives. Make a list of all the people in your life, whether they're friends, family, coworkers, that you feel really connected to and close to. And then consider in what ways they can be helpful to you in times of stress. You might notice that a family member is really particularly helpful when you're experiencing this type of stress, and maybe a coworker or friend is particularly helpful in another area of stress. And practice asking them for help and talking about what's going on with you.
Are there some common techniques for dealing with stress that you'd mention as not that helpful or perhaps causing further troubles?
Yes, avoidance. Sometimes we think if I just don't address the stress, it will go away. That actually causes it to become chronic stress, and then it builds up and causes more mental, physical, and emotional problems. Avoiding people can also be problematic. And increasing your alcohol or drug use during times of stress can actually cause more intense stress response. So if you can, minimize your use of alcohol and drug use during those times.
Tanelle, thanks for this update about managing stress.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.